Welcome to Realcast. A roundup here, especially live on the fourth day in Cannes. Courtney, what's been your take of it, looking at, I guess, the fair overall and what you've seen from the FDI side?
What I was hearing in general is, you know, last year people were very jittery for a lot of reasons, interest rates, war, problems. And while there's still a lot of concerns in the investor community, things have moved on a little bit. And there's maybe I felt a more cautious optimism, although people are very much still in a wait and see mode, especially about interest rates. In the FDI world, it's a very similar picture. There was a slight surprise bump in FDI flows last year when we were expecting a decline, but it was a modest growth of 3%. So it was still a fairly tepid market. However, you know, the investment promotion agencies remain very active in a flat market. They, in fact, have to be even more active. What was notable here in Cannes is the growing presence and proactivity of investment promotion from the MENA region. So Egypt was here, as they've been for a number of years. The Administrative Capital Urban Development massive project is entering its second phase. So there are a lot of investment opportunities that are being promoted for international partners for that. Saudi grew its presence here with a few pavilions, in fact, and along with NEOM, apart from the Saudi Invest in Saudi pavilion. So Saudi remains extremely active in investment promotion. A new entrant was Oman, which used to be fairly quiet compared to its neighbors when it came to investment promotion, but is really now starting to make its case. Qatar was here again. And another newbie in the MIPIM world was Iraq's Minister of Housing and Construction was here. And what I think you could see a common thread amongst all of these is the importance of housing. This is a very big issue in many European cities where city leaders view housing as an urgent concern and they need to create more housing. And those cities that have been successful at attracting FDI, like Eindhoven, now find the downside of that success is they have nowhere to put these tech workers, in their case, that they've attracted. But even in the MENA region where you have fast-growing populations, there's a pressing need for housing. And I think housing is that area that truly connects FDI with real assets, but in particular real estate, because if you don't have a good housing offer, you cannot attract and maintain workers, and you will not be an attractive place to invest overall. So I see that as a thread that filtered through a lot of the discussions at MIPIM.
Yeah, and a lot of the discussions I was having and interviews I were having were around that living sector, mm-hmm. also logistics, the two kind of trends that are big at the moment for sure. And around senior living, a lot of focus on, for example, CEE, as well as opportunities potentially coming up in Spain, where people are seeing the market really beginning to change and the demographics pushing in that direction. And also lots of discussions around data centers, data infrastructure, those kinds of things. So some really interesting conversations around those. And also I noticed as well, Business Iceland here, very interesting interview that you did as well with the First Lady.
Absolutely. Iceland is a real investment destination to watch because for a small country, they have relative to the country's size, I have some very significant projects going on. And they also have a major need for housing after having a bit of a surprise population boom that is putting pressure, especially in the capital city. But the major plan in Iceland is an airport development area, which is quite an ambitious plan, a vision that carries through to 2050 that would leverage the fast growth and passenger numbers that the airport has experienced into providing more services around there. The airport itself is being expanded, a cargo area is being built, there's a need for a hotel, so there's an opportunity for an international operator. There will be renewable energy developments around, including an eco-industrial park, of course, industrial business units, but also residential mixed use. So we, you know, worked together to help present those opportunities. I moderated a panel where this plan was presented. It was very well attended. And as you mentioned, the First Lady of Iceland was here heading up the delegation. So I think that's absolutely one to watch and quite a number of interesting opportunities for international advisors, contractors, partners, and investors and developers to get involved.
Yeah, and it was interesting as well to see, I think, Choose Paris, a big focus obviously on the Olympics, mm-hmm. But also a lot of projects happening there. I did another interview with Boris Solbak from Euro Disney, mm-hmm. Because another stage there in terms mm-hmm. of Val d'Europe. very interesting to see that happening. Lots of activity here in Europe. Some focus on the UK, slightly less focus on the UK compared to MENA, for example. That was interesting to see. And from my perspective as a kind of overall take, I agree with you that cautious optimism I heard a lot, mm-hmm. realistic optimism. Mm-hmm. I also heard that you know, this was a waiting MIPIM, where people yes. were waiting for yeah. something to happen, and everybody is here waiting for the next part of it. And also discussions around where we are in the curve at the moment. So has the market reached the bottom yet? Is it on its way up? But also a sense that once it's in that area, if you wait until it's gone up, you're too late. So I think there's going to be, my sense was there's going to be more investment activity coming through.
Absolutely. And I moderated a session called the Offices Workshop. And so there was a lot of talk about office development, especially in city centers. And Stephanie Hyde, CEO of EMEA for JLL, said she feels we are at the beginning of a new cycle. Maybe not yet, and we don't know entirely for sure what this cycle will be, but we are moving into a new cycle.
I spent a bit of time with the Polish cities and the CE regions. Quite a lot of positivity there. And it'll be interesting to see if that's reflected when we have the CE summit in May. So I guess my overall take and what I heard from others was that for sure the weather behaved itself
at least
this week, and you could see also, you know, amongst the various drinks, dinners that I attended, including, you know, the Panettone party last night, you know, there was actually a lot more cautious optimism and people having a very different view, I think, to MIPIM last year.
It does seem that way indeed, yes.
Great. Thanks very much, Courtney. And thank you for joining us.